Next, Tuam in County Galway, work to allow for the excavation of a burial ground at the former mother and baby home in the town will begin next Monday. It's the latest step in the ongoing effort to try and identify the remains of infants who died there between 1925 and 1961. The site will be cordoned off and placed under forensic control over the next 4 weeks. Well, Daniel McSweeney is the director of Authorised Intervention Tuam, which is charged with overseeing the recovery of human remains from the mother and baby home. He spoke to us earlier, and first he told us what will happen from next Monday.
The work at the Tuam, the site of the mother and baby institution in Tuam, which has been really planned for the last 2 years, will begin on Monday. Now, for the next 4 weeks, we will be engaged in sort of site setup and mobilization. So that means that the site, which is really in the middle of a housing estate and surrounded on four sides by houses, will come under forensic control. So over the next few days, over the few days from Monday, we will be putting sort of 2.4 meter hoarding around all of the site. We will be bringing in our compound and the equipment that we will need. And the actual excavation work itself will begin on the 14th of July. So we really need 4 weeks with our main contractor, who was appointed this week, to set up the site.
Now, to get you to this point, you used ground penetrating radar. What did that show?
Well, there's ground penetrating radar from the era of the Commission of Investigation back in 2016-17, and then further work that we did. So there are various anomalies in the site, but one of the challenges we have is the level of unknowns. Now, we do know for sure that there are human remains from the era of the mother and baby institution in these subsurface tanks in the area that's called the Memorial Garden. That's the one thing we know for sure. But there may be human remains elsewhere in the site, and they could be from, obviously, the mother and baby institution, but there's also the possibility of human remains from the workhouse era or from the famine era, so because famine era remains have been found close by. So our job is to do a forensic recovery or a forensic excavation of the site and recovery of those human remains, working to the same standards that would apply at a Garda investigation scene. And it really is an incredibly complex challenge because of the size of the site and the fact that we are dealing with infant remains that we know, at least in the case of the Memorial Garden, are commingled or are no longer individuals. So we need to recover the remains very, very carefully and very, very sensitively in order to maximize the possibility of identification, individualization, and establishment of causes of death.
And to do that, you've had to take DNA samples.
Well, that is one of the parts of this. So we need to recover the remains from the site as well as possible. That's one, if you like, source of data to allow us to identify. The second source of data is reviewing the archives and files relevant to this institution, which we're also doing. And then the third element is DNA samples from families. Now, the legislation that we operate under is a very staged approach. So we haven't yet reached the stage of taking DNA samples from all of the people who are entitled to give them, all of the eligible family members, as they're called. At the moment, we're only taking from elderly and vulnerable family members who approach us where there's an urgency. So we've taken 15 samples so far. About 50 people have contacted us in order to provide samples, and we will take samples from others in the coming months once we get to that stage, which will happen once we get the excavation up and running. And then there will be a public information campaign to see if there are other family members out there who may want to provide samples. But I think we need to bear in mind that the first focus of the work is to recover the remains from this inappropriate place where they are, this manifestly inappropriate, which is the term used in the law, and to restore dignity in death by giving a correct and respectful reburial. And I think that's the focus. And then we can't underestimate the difficulty around identification of these remains because of the number of years they have been in the ground and the potentially small number of family members who are coming forward to give DNA.
It sounds like painstaking work.
Absolutely. I mean, the just even the size of the bones, like the largest bone in a child is the femur, which is basically the size of one of the digits of your finger. So they're absolutely tiny. So it is a very, very challenging process. And it's really a world first in terms of infant remains commingled at this scale. And then there are the challenges that relate to the site itself, because as I mentioned, it's surrounded by houses and there's three narrow entrances into it. And we need to be very mindful of the residents and of course of the families. So we've taken great care to bring families and survivors with us on this journey since I was appointed 2 years ago. You know, always explaining to them what's going on, taking their opinion on various things. And we've also made great efforts to develop good relationship with the Tuam community, and in particular those residents whose houses adjoin the site and who will be affected by this work. And we're trying to minimise the disruption to them as well.
And you've been talking to those people, you've been talking to survivors and relatives. What are they saying to you at this stage?
I think for the survivors and the relatives, it's a moment of, you know, it's a long-awaited moment, but it's also a moment that brings very heightened emotion because they have been waiting for this for a long time, for many years, and it has finally arrived. So we will ask any families or survivors or other people out there who want to visit the site to please do so basically by Sunday. Because we will be on the site for Monday. Now, we mightn't get all of the hoarding up on the first day, but really the site will come under forensic control for Monday morning. And then we will have a day for families and survivors on the 8th of July, where we will bring them to the perimeter of the new site, if you like, that's under forensic control, and show them some of the work that we're doing. So we've really tried our best to make them feel included and keep them informed, and we will continue to do that right through the process.
How big is the team working on the project?
So on the site itself, we will have 18 forensic specialists. So we'll have, and they're archaeologists, forensic anthropologists, osteoarchaeologists, evidence manager, forensic photographer, and they'll be divided in two so we can work in two parts of the site at the same time. We will also have a builder who will work with us. Finna Construction have just been appointed, and they will be very important to help us to do this. And then we have Tobin Engineering who are also working with us. So I think at any time there will be between 20 and 30 people on the site.
It's a big operation. What's the budget for it?
So the budget for 2025 is 9.4 million. And I think that reflects the fact that we are doing a forensic recovery. And we're, as I said, working to the standards that would apply to a Garda investigation scene. And as the legislation sets out, we have to work to international standards and best practice.
How long do you expect the excavation process to take?
We estimate the excavation will take around 2 years. Now, that will be quicker if the only place where there are human remains is in the memorial garden, where we know there are human remains. But it may take that much time, or possibly longer, if there are many places where there are human remains. So that's one of the unknowns we have to deal with. And then the analysis phase, the length of that will depend on the volume and complexity of the remains that we find.
Daniel McSweeney, Director of Authorised Intervention, Tuam, speaking to us earlier.